K23BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. We glorify you for who you are, how great you are, and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. We stop to magnify thy name, O Lord God, for you are a great God, a mighty God, an eternal God, and an everlasting God. So now, Heavenly Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Giving honor to God, to my brothers, sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are visiting with us today, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those of you that are watching as we stream live here at Antioch. We greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Romans, the fifth chapter. Romans, the fifth chapter. Verses 1 through 4. Romans, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 4. And when you have found it, say amen. And if you need more time, say wait a minute.
Amen.
There's a wait a minute. Romans 5, 1 through 4, where we find these words which are recorded. and mine may read slightly different than your interpretation, your version. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use our topic this morning: God is justifying and developing us through his love. God is justifying and developing us through his love. Anybody need developing today? God is justifying us and developing us through his love. In life, I have learned to observe God's creative order. Not only just this world, but an entire universe that God spoke into existence. God is a creating God. That word in the original text that we use in the Hebrew is bara. God barad all things into existence. And so I, being a student of the word, began to examine the things that God had laid down in his word so that I can share with you the provision that God have in store for us. And when we think about that, we see everything that God created, the moon, the stars, the sun, and the sky, even that little pesky mosquito that bites us. Everything that God made, everything God spoke into existence has a purpose. I have watched the flight of birds, and they have a process for taking off and a process for landing. What kind of God is it that we serve has a purpose for everything that he made, and he has systematically designed it in such a way that everything is under his control and his will. Then I examined mankind, who was made in the image of God, not spoken, but made in the image of God. And I, for the life of me, still can't figure out why some men do things against God's order. We're seeing much of that today. But I understand one thing. I understand that the same God who created, who spoke all things into existence, the same God who made man in his image and likeness, the same God who breathed into man the breath of life and man became a living soul, is the same God that loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't love him. God is love, which draws us into salvation. It is the love of God that opens the eyes and allow us to see our helpless and our hopeless condition. It is God's love that compels a lost and hurting heart to cry out to God for peace and healing. We do not deserve salvation, but God has a purpose and a plan. We do not deserve God's grace, but a loving Heavenly Father provided it, made it available to us when we could do nothing for ourselves. I understand that I'm just a vessel used by God to proclaim his word, not mine, but his. And I understand now why we have his word written in this glorious book, so that we can share, continue to share his word, in a contemporary society so that we can live a life loving one another and honoring one another. And the optimum word is love. God loves us.
Yes.
Romans 5 and 8 is the Apostle Paul version of John 3:16, where it states, "But God demonstrated his own love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." My brothers and sisters, I do not know any better way to tell you how much God loves you. But God so loved the world. That's agape love, not phileo. For God so loved the world. Notice, when God loves us, we as believers can see the timing of God's love. God made salvation available when we were helpless. And he made salvation available when we were still in our sins. We were helpless and we were in our sins. Some of us are still in our sins. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come
short
of the glory
of God.
Thank you. We were helpless. My brothers and sisters, God's love is unmerited. God's love is unconditional. And God's love is everlasting. So let's examine it. For God's love is unmerited. It cannot be earned, bought, or deserved. It is not a reward for good behavior. Ain't no need of you walking around thinking I'm going to do good. No, you're not either. You're deceiving yourself. None is good but the Father. We cannot earn our way in. We're not going to ever be good enough to get in. So there has to be another optimum way that God set for us. When we think about God's love for humanity, even in a state of imperfection, because God said, none is good but the Father, God is still working things out for our
good.
Somebody's reading. Then God's love is unconditional. It is unwavering. It is unlimited. It is affection that is not dependent upon man's performance, man's merit, or man's action. It ain't about us. Those words explain it all. It is an enduring grace where you are fully known, deeply accepted, and loved regardless of your past, your present, or your future mistakes. Anybody got any mistakes? I was once lost, but now I was once blind, but now God says, I've got all of that covered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not because we're good,
come on.
But because he's
great.
He's gracious. And that's enough to shout about. It is God's grace which covers a multitude of faults. When I think about the goodness of God and all that he has done for me, I get excited because my soul looks back and wonder how I made it over all the way out of Dallas, Texas, all the way in Sacramento, California, brought me here to Alexandria, Louisiana.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right. Well, we hope that this radio show has been a blessing to you today. I ran across something I just kind of want to read to you. It says, I've written all the days of your life in my record. I see each one, and I've covered the entire lifeline of your story with my wondrous mercy and great grace.